This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 10th. I'm Paul Plack. A controversial trash transfer facility planned for construction right off the end of runway 31 at New York LaGuardia Airport has been greenlighted by a panel of federal experts. Opponents worry it will increase the risk of bird strikes. The UK's Aircraft Accident Investigation Board has published a final report on the tragic accident that claimed the life of IAC President and U.S. aerobatic team member Vicky Cruz. China says as many as 200 of its commercial pilots may have falsified their resumes in 2008 and 2009. The FAA has revoked the air agency certificate of PHI, Phoenix Heliparts Incorporated, of Mesa, Arizona. PHI must surrender its certificate to the FAA under terms of the emergency revocation. Developers of the Terrafugia transition rotable aircraft have chosen Woburn, Massachusetts as the site for a 19,000-square-foot manufacturing facility. Former Compass Airlines flight attendant Kirsten Arianejad says she was fired after she told a TV reporter she's on food stamps. Registration for the 2011 edition of the world's largest rocket competition, the Team America Rocketry Challenge, is open now through November 30th. Up to 750 student teams will be accepted from grades 7 through 12. Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary thinks his airline could save money by doing away with first officers and cross-training flight attendants to jump into the right seat if the captain needed help. And Sonny Perdue will step down as Georgia's governor in January and step into the glamour and high pay of helicopter CFI. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org offers details on the FAA's proposed new hangar home policy. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.